They have their own couple of fulfillment warehouses, and they work with this 3PL where they have multiple locations with the 3PL. And then other thing was, so great that you have done this. Now you can, the solution, order management routing solution, can do it on the optimization side. We want to take credit for it, and we want to communicate that value proposition to the shoppers starting on the product page, that hey, you order it now or in next 2 hours and you get it in 2 days.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Before today's episode, I have a question for you. How many marketing experiments have you done in the last 4 weeks? How about in the last year? Now look, if you're doing 7 or 8 figures in revenue on your website or more, and you're not doing conversion optimization, you're leaving a ton of cash on the table. You won't scale to the next level, and you're going to get your lunch eaten by the competition over the next 12 months. Now, our sponsor, Conversion Fanatics, runs thousands, I mean that, thousands of experiments each year for clients like Clorox, Burt's Bees, NBC Sports. We have a whole list here. Golf Channel, HarperCollins, ClickFunnels. I can rattle off a ton. There's an incredible amount of brands, including Shopify brands, that they run these experiments on. And what Conversion Fanatics does is it optimizes your Shopify store so you can get a lot more customers, scale up your traffic much faster, and see a lot more profit fall into your bottom line. And they make it easy, and they handle everything. So go to conversionfanatics.com for a free site proposal today and tell them E-commerce Fastlane sent you, because traffic without maximizing conversions, in my opinion, is sad. Well, hey there, my name is Steve Hutt. I'm Senior Merchant Success Manager here at Shopify, and welcome back to Season 5 of E-commerce Fastlane. Whether you're a first-time listening or you're a weekly subscriber, I seriously appreciate the fact that you're taking time today and listening to the show. I know there's plenty of podcast choices out there in Shopify and direct-to-consumer and marketing, and just the fact that you're here today does mean the world to me, and I know it does with my featured guest. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show. We have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you likely are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes, they're available twice weekly, and they're available from all your favorite podcast apps like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. We're also streaming live on Amazon Music and on YouTube, so you can go check that out too. I also highly recommend to get the full value of today's episode that you click through from your podcast app to the show notes at E-commerce Fastlane, because there I will have a full show transcript, I'll have all the links, and I'll have all the resources that we talk about today. Now, today's episode, my guest is Akhilesh, who is the founder and CEO of a company that I'm very familiar with. One of my merchants actually has used this solution as actually one of their first customers, I believe. And I've had this merchant for almost 5 years. And I know for at least 3 to 4 years, they've been continued to be a customer. The company I'm talking about today is Fenix Commerce. And what they are is they're a SaaS platform, and they help e-commerce retailers, so these Shopify brands, those listening today, and it really provides an Amazon-like delivery experience. It's very unique how the product detail pages are able to display things that can motivate buyers to want to make a purchase based on delivery times and the different types of delivery options are available and timelines for delivery. It's very, very unique. So also make sure you listen through to the end, and you'll get exclusive listener-only bonus to maybe kick the tires a bit and see how this Fenix Commerce solution can make an impact on your business. So hi, Akhilesh. Welcome to E-commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve. Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate connecting here and talking to your listeners.
Absolutely. I'm excited to unpack this solution because, you know, I learned it through my merchant, like I said, over 4 years ago. Been following your journey along. I said, you know what, I have to have him on now because the platform has really matured and really iterated. And there's some pretty signature accounts that have made some important decisions to want to use your solution because a lot of the existing themes or the infrastructure that's built into Shopify doesn't facilitate what you do. And so you're building something quite unique that I know is very impactful on just the conversion lift and the trust that goes along with wanting to convert a site visitor into a customer. But so let's talk about the high level first about Fenix Commerce. Let's talk about some of the problems that you're currently solving for Shopify brands.
No, absolutely. Great question, Steve. And one thing, it goes back to literally why we start Fenix also, right? Is prior to starting Fenix, I ran shipping and global returns for eBay marketplaces. And there I had the opportunity to test out a few things from customer experience standpoint at the massive scale of eBay. And what I realized back in 2015, that when customers are shown very clear delivery promise on the as early in the funnel as possible, starting on the product page or even sooner, it makes a very meaningful impact on the entire customer shopping journey. So it is not just that showing it on the product page, but down below, kind of pretty much a free touch point after that. So that gave us, and then obviously Shopify back in 2015 was still a pretty small platform. I decided a couple of years later to come out, build a platform to specifically help Shopify Plus and Shopify merchants to provide best possible customer experience for the shoppers who come to their site. They're spending tons of money in marketing, bringing the eyeballs to the site, but they are not necessarily able to put the best foot forward in terms of providing their customers same level of convenient experience as Amazon does. So that was the motive, and that's the problem statement we started with. So obviously, as you mentioned, Shopify notably does not solve for these challenges. And really, as I think about the customer experience journey, there is the estimated delivery dates on the product cart and checkout pages. There is also the rate shopping, carrier rate shopping, providing each shopper the personalized delivery options, leveraging the real-time carrier rate shopping to decide what carrier is most cost-effective to deliver the product to the shopper. That has helped us reduce the cart abandonment pretty dramatically for the retailers we work with. And also at the same time with this active rate shopping, the brands also have been able to save on their shipping spend. And so much so that they have also been able to recoup some of the money they are spending on shipping. So those were some of the major problems which we saw initial period of when we launched Fenix and how we were helping. As we have matured, as you talked about it, Steve, over the last 4 years since we onboarded Chess House as our first client on the platform on Shopify Plus, we realized that the clients in Shopify ecosystem, the merchants, the bigger brands, they are shipping from multiple locations. Some of them, they are increasingly now, especially times like this, they are opening physical stores if they have reached certain capacity. And the ability to offer buy online, pick up in store, ability to basically shift from stores, giving real-time inventory visibility to their store inventory to the online shoppers to use your online channel as a mechanism to drive in-store foot traffic. That has become pretty important. So a few months back, we launched leveraging inventory management capabilities, which are native to Fenix platform. We launched buy online, pick up in store options, which are a huge improvement to what Shopify buy online pickup in store capability provides natively.
Right. That's interesting. It's really exciting about that because, you know, I think about that recent kind of Deliver acquisition that Shopify did and that kind of, I believe at some point, probably the Shopify fulfillment network kind of all amalgamating into one. I think Deliver really solved a lot of that challenge of the last mile delivery or like quick and fast delivery, like what Amazon was doing. And Amazon obviously is leading the way and testing all the time for all the things that, you know, that you're mentioning about the estimated delivery time of order by this time. get it by this date. It's so interesting. The rate shopping is new to me. I had no idea that you're offering that kind of level of service, and the customer can then choose and pick what works best for them based on the price and then the service level that comes with that. I think that's really interesting. And just more of a side note about the 3PL or your connection to, like, from Fenix through Shopify to either your own in-house warehouse system, so you're self-fulfilling all of your orders as the brand, or you have one of the mainstream kind of 3PLs that Shopify connects to. Do you play nice on both sides of the spectrum? Can the software still do what it needs to do? The 3PL just knows that there's a service level agreement that needs to go along with, hey, we're showing this to the customers on the estimated delivery time. You have to keep up your end of the bargain. And then same as the warehouse manager on the wholly owned warehouse, self-fulfilled, there's certain kind of cutoff times of, you know, these approved orders and getting them, you know, picked, packed, and shipped as part of the customer experience of what you've shown on the product details page.
Answer is absolutely 100%. So most of the clients, if I look at like 100 odd companies we work with today, we have kind of clients in predominantly three different buckets, right? One, who are shipping themselves from a single location. Second one is where multiple locations, either stores and warehouses themselves, and each location can have different threshold. And then third one is what you talked about, which is they have their own locations as well as their three, they are leveraging 3PL, someone like Deliver, for example, to keep product closer to the customer so that can be delivered faster and also cheaper. So we actually have all different scenarios you can think about. The best part about Fenix platform is really we have broken down each component of supply chain essentially, right? From the point when customers clicks on buy now, we have broken down every single component, which is, hey, how long does it take for the order to get dropped into their WMS, whether it is their own or it is a 3PL? Then how long do they take to pick, pack, ship, print the label? And then from that point on, we have our own proprietary machine learning AI models based on what carrier is going to be most cost effective and what is the timeline. So one thing which is pretty unique about Fenix platform is we have the models between zip code to zip code level, where we can predict that, hey, for even services like FedEx Smart Post or Ground Economy or UPS SurePost, Mail Innovation, DHL, you name it, we have these different models which we leverage across our entire platform to predict the delivery promise. So, for example, if you hit FedEx API for Ground Economy, they will not be able to tell you. They will say, hey, it is going to get there somewhere between 2 to 7 business days. That is not the answer which shopper like you and me want, right? So that is pretty unique to Fenix platform. And then again, as I said, these different components, we give the complete control to the business operators. They can come in and they can see that, by the way, one thing which is pretty phenomenal about Fenix platform is all this data is available to our customers through beautiful dashboards. They can see in real time, how are their 3PLs performing? Are they shipping on time? Are they meeting their SLAs? Same thing is true for 3PLs. We play very, very nicely with 3PLs. They have the visibility. They can keep track of, hey, are we meeting our SLA with the retailers? And then, of course, the entire customer delivery experience, that how many orders are arriving on time, early or late? What are the actions, proactive actions they can take around those? So all of that is pretty dialed in, and completely integrated set of solutions is what we offer to our merchants today.
Lovely. Thank you for sharing that. I've jotted down a few more questions I'm going to get at you in a few minutes. One thing I want to talk about is before I jump into those questions, is about just the Fenix story. Just like, I don't think I even know kind of like how all the pieces came together for the founding team. Like, you know, you're like, there's got to be a desire. And you're like, I know you mentioned a little bit about the eBay situation kind of being involved there, but it's, you know, a company of your size now. And I understand that, you know, I think you're bootstrapped for a while. And I think that's, you know, there's been a seed round, I think last year at some point, I think. And so maybe you can kind of talk a little about that. Just curious about the expertise and the desire of the founding team. And then now this larger team that's being built because of the seed round.
No, absolutely. Thanks for asking that question. And I'll tell you, so my personal background, kind of, I talked about eBay a little bit, that ran shipping and global returns for eBay marketplaces back in 2014 to 2017, almost like 3 years. Prior to that, I spent over 15, 16 years working with very large retailers in e-commerce supply chain logistics, companies like Walmart, Adidas, Nike, Nordstrom, Gap. And the focus had always been that, I mean, back in, if you go back all the way to 2000, e-commerce was not a big thing, but at the same time, these retailers are starting to figure out that how do we become omni-channel? How do we actually serve our customers through online platform and so on and so forth? Basically, that started me I became very interested in how do we solve those complex inventory problems? How do we solve those complex allocation problems, customer experience side of it? Of course, prior to eBay, all that experience was working with very large enterprises who had tons of resources. They can hire people, literally spend millions of dollars to build something, even though many of them have not built anything like this till date, and they are struggling as a result of it, but they had the resources to try and do something along those lines. I myself have over 25 years of experience in this domain. And when I started the company, one of the first thing I did, when I can't write code, I'm very much an operator, which is kind of really how do I look at the business? What are the levers I can move to improve the growth and profitability by improving the customer experience? So to me, the three sacrosanct pillars are customer experience is the key to drive long-time growth and long-time profitability. And that is the center of how I have started building the team from day one. So as you said, for first 3.5 years of the company's existence, we were bootstrapped. I didn't feel that I need to go out and raise money. I knew exactly who I wanted to build to get on the team to build the initial version one of the product. And it took me, so I was able to hire some people in India, have been kind of people who had worked with me in different capacities in past, brought them on the team, got my CTO started. He was employee number one for our India team. And then since then, he has, now the team in India, for example, has grown to over 50 people currently of product and engineers. Engineering team is pretty strong back in India. But we have always been very dialed in on who do we want to have on the team. People need to have experience in e-commerce, logistics, supply chain space, and they need to love data. Because at the end of the day, for us, it's all about leveraging data to improve the customer experience and drive these efficiencies. And then, as you mentioned, seed round. So one of the things which bootstrap, when you're bootstrapped, we obviously are very careful with where you're spending money. So I was running pretty much very lean, most of the sales, and we practically did no marketing. Most of the clients we got, they were through organic reach out. Somebody referred us some customers. They talked to us. They were blown away by the platform. They got onto it. They saw the growth. So last year, I decided to raise a seed round to really build out the team in US to really go aggressively and help as many merchants as we can to tackle this challenge, which is becoming more every single day which goes by. It is a bigger challenge. Ship costs are continuing to increase. We have high inflation in US, record in 40 years. Everything is kind of going through the roof. So that's where the team I've assembled here at Phoenix, they come with pretty deep background in e-commerce, supply chain, and logistics space. The people, I have three types of people: sales, marketing, and customer success. To me, the team needs to be almost like, we want to act as if while we have a SaaS platform, which is how we make money and we help customers, at the same time, we are an extended operations expert team for any brand we work with. We bring collectively within our leadership team, we bring over 150 years of collective experience of working with the brands and retailers of all sizes in e-commerce supply chain logistics space.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's fantastic. It's a lot more than I realized. And, you know, hence the reasons why my merchant from Chess House kind of made the early decision to want to get involved, because he saw your passion of kind of, you know, the kind of problems that you were solving. And then over the years have just kept iterating, both with the India team, now with, you know, with the seed round, getting to the American team now, and just having more depth of knowledge in, as exactly what you said, in logistics and 3PL and just the whole customer experience side of fulfillment. So interesting that that's kind of the journey that it went went down. You know, I'm actually looking at your website right now, and I see there's quite a few case studies, and there's quite a few customers that you work with. I mean, obviously, Chess House was one of your first, and there's, of course, quite a few others. Walk us through, like, kind of what happens. Someone's listening today and says, hey, I vaguely understand what Phoenix does. You know, I understand that, you know, you help with estimations of time for delivery. Let's talk about maybe that part first. What sort of things, I know it's hard sometimes in a podcast, but what sort of things are notable on the product details pages that your software really helps facilitate? Because it's just like, and let's talk about the delivery estimation time, like where is it located and why is it working? And then do you take weather and local holidays and all these different things all into account based on the service level the customer may select upon checkout, what you're showing either on the PDP or in the checkout flow? I'm just curious on that.
Yeah, no, great question. So the short answer is we absolutely take into account the local holidays. We take into account any proactively, if our data, which is consolidated across all the merchants on the platform from carrier performance perspective, if our AI senses that there is a delay in carrier network, we take that into account automatically, right? So that is something which helps us stay very accurate in terms of making sure that we don't have delayed deliveries to the shoppers and customer experience is safe. In terms of the product page, given that we have kind of, since we have launched this, we have really done that lot of A/B testing, as you can imagine. To me, any e-commerce business should be heavily A/B testing once they reach beyond a certain stage to see what features on the product page brings you the best value. Whenever we launch a bigger client on Shopify Plus, where they have enough traffic, where they can support the A/B testing, where there is enough statistical evidence to show that, hey, what is working well or not working well, we recommend to them. And we have obviously best practices, which we have learned through these years, that what really works well. And that's what we offer to our clients, that, hey, you can, while Phoenix is an API first platform and brands can do whatever they want to do on the product page, they can display it any which way, which is the case for many, many clients. They are using, as you would know, on Shopify Plus, they use headless. Is pretty common theme. But we tell them, hey, these are the best practices, where you want to display it. And then with those best practices, come up with your own experience along, including your branding, how you want to display. Some of the things we have seen is shoppers are very particular about. So we have basically our integration on PDP, for example, it detects globally, right? It detects based on the IP address of the shopper, which zip code they are coming in from. And then we provide shoppers the ability to change the zip code. If that is not the correct zip code or they are shopping for somebody else for a gift or something, they can change it right there on the product page or PIN code instead of going all the way to the checkout and realizing that, hey, this is not going to make it there in time. I don't want to buy it. Providing that visibility, that clarity right up front, that is pretty enormous. We have also seen that, especially when a lot of shopping happens on mobile these days, so one of the best practices which we have seen is where it really makes the impact, have the delivery estimate above add to cart button, in fact, on the first page itself on mobile, instead of having under the fold, below the fold, have it on the fold. And I tell people, hey, look, Amazon does not, there is a reason why Amazon actually shows the delivery dates on the first page whenever you are. And in the buy box, especially those who are eligible to qualify for Prime shipping, the third-party brands, there is a reason, because they have tested really this data. They keep continuing to run the test all the time. Every single time, the color which they have selected, the positioning of the message, what goes into that message, that is all very, very thoroughly tested. So you don't need to, as a small brand, you obviously want to bring in your own branding, but you don't need to double guess the size of data which Amazon is testing with, and really kind of use that as a starting point instead of reinventing the wheel. The beauty of the Phoenix platform is we provide them that capability, especially on Shopify. We have invested so much of our resources in integrating very tightly with Shopify and Shopify Plus, where a merchant can get started with the A/B testing literally within a couple of days of downloading our app. they can test out the whole thing, understand the impact on conversion. And by the way, on PDP, there was a report, Forrester report last year. I mean, I found it a little bit surprising, and for me, that 85% of the people, shoppers, even more than the review and ratings, they want to see estimated delivery dates on the product page. Right? And unfortunately, most of the companies, I mean, if I even talk about like the bigger ones, Macy's, Nordstrom, you take it, not just a Shopify companies, the companies which have a lot of resources, it is a hard problem to solve. They want to solve it, but it is a hard problem to solve, and it requires a team of experts for a dedicated period of time to build something like this, where you have enough data and expertise to build this. Unfortunately, most of the companies, they don't have that luxury, and that's where I believe that we have been pretty successful and just very maniacally focused on how do we use logistics supply chain data to improve the customer experience. It's not just the EDDs. It is also all displaying the buy online, pick up in store options right there on the product page. To me, if you want to communicate the best value proposition to the shopper from the get-go, that if the item is available for pickup for free in a store near me, then why would you not display it right there on the product page based on the item availability, as opposed to taking me all the way to the checkout and then telling me that, hey, you can pick it up. Because guess what? 80% of your traffic which comes on PDP does not make to the checkout.
I see. I have a question about the proactive post-purchase experience, because, you know, you mentioned that the platform, you know, has its three main components, and, you know, obviously one of those components, you know, the order management, this, you know, this carrier rate ship, it's interesting to you display the correct times based on the address of where it's going to, or at least a small window, and then it gets more granular, I think, as you continue to flow through, order by this time, get it by this date-ish. And I think that's very interesting that you take a lot of these things into account. I'm just wondering what happens on the proactive side of, well, all of these products are shipped now. Now what happens to them? Like, what's the logistics manager opportunity here of being proactive and saying, something's held up in customs, or there's been a delay? It's almost like I talk to my merchants a lot about this, like what sort of things are you doing, Mr. Logistics or Mrs. Logistics Manager? What are you doing to be proactively reaching out to your customers? You want this great experience for the customer, fast delivery. You want it to be accurate. You want to get a rating and review at some point, kind of post-purchase. But the trick is that, you know, you always hear these CRM companies always saying the number one question that everybody, all customers ask is, what's my tracking number and when's my order coming in? Well, I'm just wondering what Phoenix has done around that side of the business to maybe empower a logistics team or a person to saying, oh, these orders are stuck, or here's what we need to do to kind of proactively outreach to them to continue that journey, or start looking into it until they come to you with their back against the wall saying, where's my order, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And great question, by the way. So here is what we operate, right? And it's kind of pretty much fundamental to the DNA of the Phoenix platform. So think about, like, we made a decision. We showed buyer a delivery promise on the checkout, or even starting from PDP, but same thing is on the checkout. That promise is made based on 3-4 certain fundamentals. One is, how long will it take for the merchant to ship the order? What carrier service they are going to use? And from where, if they have multi-location fulfillment, from where this needs to be filled? Now, we are listening to every single event. Phoenix goes throughout the shopper journey, which is, it does not end at the checkout. We start listening to every single event post-purchase, which is, hey, have you printed the label? If you have not printed the label, and if it is outside what we thought it is going to be, guess what? There is a nice surprise. Phoenix can give you the recommendations to upgrade the shipping method should you want to still meet the same delivery promise. Using our rate shopping capabilities, even as late as you are printing the label, you can call Phoenix APIs and get the most cost-effective service, which will still provide the same delivery, kind of meet the delivery date which has been promised. So that's number one, being proactive. And number two, we obviously automatically, as I mentioned, like beautiful dashboards and exceptions reporting, we surface this data through our business console for logistics manager. They can take a look at it, what orders are stuck within our own warehouse. which are things still in my control, I can do something about it. And third thing which we do, obviously, is since we are keeping track of, hey, is this going to make it or not, assuming that merchant is not going to upgrade the shipping method, we can also basically send out automated alerts, which these business operators can set up in Phoenix platform, that, hey, if the package, it looks like package is not going to make it by certain date, then send them an updated apology email a couple of days in advance, potentially a coupon. So that is something which we have literally done this month, that now, and this is only available for Shopify merchants, by the way, that if a package looks to be arriving delayed, we have built the integrations. We also have a product line for Phoenix post-purchase branded tracking pages. Kind of, there are a lot of providers out there, but the differentiator with Phoenix is we have the complete view of the customer promise which was made. So we never have a situation where customer is reaching out, hey, when am I going to get it? We know as the package progresses through the supply chain, what is the most accurate date? And we keep it updated on our side. And we can also, based on business rules, we can automate the whole flow where customers can get notified. And we can actually, we have done the integration with Shopify coupon API. We can generate a unique coupon code as an apology to the shopper, which can be sent to them via email, or it can be surfaced through Phoenix branded tracking pages for the brands. And kind of, again, this is a great opportunity for customers to drive even a bigger ROI. So while you're kind of apologizing to the customer, something happened in the supply chain, and believe it or not, 90% of the customers, they are okay, actually, if the package is arriving a day or two, and they are a lot happier when they get a coupon code, 5%, 10% off or $5 off for next purchase. It helps reinforce the loyalty loop for the brand. So they can really turn a negative experience while they are getting the conversion lift at the top of the funnel. After the fact, they can turn a potentially negative experience to a hugely positive one, driving even bigger ROI.
Scale up your traffic much faster and see a lot more profit fall into your bottom line. And they make it easy and they handle everything. So go to conversionfanatics.com for a free site proposal today and tell them e-commerce Fastlane sent you, because traffic without maximizing conversions, in my opinion, is sad. You're singing to the choir. Thank you. that's lovely. I have a follow-up question, though. I think this is still in the realm of the logistics manager. You know, these carriers all have these kind of service level agreements. Typically, you're buying a FedEx label or a UPS label or Canada, you know, UPS or United States Postal Service. You're buying a label. There's usually some kind of agreement that goes along with that. I've found in the past, especially larger brands on Plus that are shipping thousands of orders a week, some upwards, I have some brands that are shipping up to 100,000 packages a week. Knowing that, I can guarantee you there's going to be opportunity in those shipments where, for whatever the carrier's fault was, it doesn't really matter what it is, whatever their issues are, a broken truck, someone called in sick, lots of packages, who knows what it is, and the package doesn't get there maybe in the estimated time that they guaranteed it to be there. And then knowing that, some people don't even know by listening to this podcast, don't even know that there's opportunity there, that doing an audit of all of your packages and saying, just so you know, here's all your packages that you shipped over the last 30 days. Here's all the ones that actually made it on time within the SLA, the service level agreement. But here's all the ones that didn't make it. And then you actually qualify for a refund from the carrier because they didn't hold up their end of the bargain. So my question to you is, I'm not sure if Phoenix does this, but what's the workflow for the logistics manager knowing that there's going to be packages do not follow the SLA that was agreed upon, and then what is the workflow to get that money back as it relates to your platform?
Yeah, no, that's a fantastic question. So basically, and you're absolutely right, most of the brands I talk to, forget about even 100,000. I mean, I talked to the brands earlier today I was talking to somebody, they're doing pretty close to 500K packages per month. So basically, they are, to your point, they don't necessarily have the visibility. And oftentimes, how their carriers are performing against the SLAs, and then they are missing out on the opportunities to really audit these carriers against the SLA and potentially get some more money back. Because the carriers, especially for the higher level of services, they are on the hook to deliver the package. If they don't deliver, you can get the money refunded. And that's a huge missed opportunity, especially for FedEx today, UPS today, one day, those kind of services. And we, so in Phoenix platform, we actually specifically have a report which is available to logistics manager at any given point in time. They can pull a real-time report from Phoenix Business Console and say, hey, show me all the packages which have been delivered late for by carrier service. I just want to see FedEx today, or show me for all the packages for FedEx which have been delivered late in this period. And now you know that, hey, how much money you spent on shipping those packages. And your team can go out, reach out to your account manager for the carrier and say, hey, what happened? How do we really make us whole? Because we made a promise based on your SLA and you messed up. Now we need to refund some money to the customers. We need you to fill up your, kind of step up to your end of bargain.
I see. So there is a nice workflow. That's good to know, because I know that I've heard of over the years, like some third-party solutions that actually start wanting to take a slice of the pie to help them uncover the fact that the SLAs were not complete and helping facilitate the refunds. But it sounds like, you know, if you're already a Phoenix customer or soon to be one, then there is that opportunity for all brands, more at scale where it's measured. Measurable, like, you know, get a human body, you know, $30 or $50 an hour doing work for a brand. You want to make sure that the value is there, but what kind of refund you could possibly get. So obviously, you know, those on the plus side fulfilling with their own accounts, there's definitely refunds due. And it's nice to know that you can log in and print those off and then, you know, I'm sure create a CSV file and send it off and say, okay, hey, here's all the packages from last month.
Yeah, 100%. In fact, we had, even in very early days when we built the platform, we had one client who asked us, hey, this particular customer checked out with two-day delivery. Back then, we did not have proactive alerts. It was like almost 3 years back. It's only, hey, this is the report. We keep track of all of these things. This is the report. Go and talk to your customer manager or account manager of the carrier and get the money back, right? So it was so easy. Because we provided that visibility and they didn't even know. So that's where it goes to the point of, we are sort of extended operations team along with our platform. We can tell them some tricks of the trade, if you will, around logistics, how to deal with the carriers. And it works beautifully when you have your own carrier negotiated rates. We can help them maximize the opportunities there.
Yeah, no, this is lovely. I'm going to pivot to a story now, because I think that's one of the parts of this podcast that I really enjoy, because I just think there's so many different founders and marketing teams that are listening today. I mean, we're upwards of 20,000. Some people listen to each month. And I know that they're all different maturities and complexities. But when you hear a story, usually you kind of put yourself in that founder's shoes and saying, huh, they made that, you know, that choice. And this choice would be to try Phoenix out and implement it. And then, so hopefully I don't put you on the spot here, but it'd be great to understand, like, it can be a story or a case study. I know you have a bunch on your website, but is there anything specifically that you want to share about, like, anything that got uncovered when they decided that, hey, this is what's missing. We see the value in, all three parts of your platform. And then how did that improve efficiencies, or how did that drive more revenue for the brand because they implemented Phoenix?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Frankly, as you mentioned, we have so many happy customers, but I'll tell you the latest one, right? Which is we onboarded Dermalogica earlier this year. They are a large high-end beauty brand, beauty and cosmetics brand. And they are a global brand, part of Unilever Group. Great products. They are one of the main thing, their aspirations was, they wanted to provide Amazon-like two-day experience to all of their customers on their own site. And to do that, they decided that obviously ship cost, if you were to ship from a single location, it's pretty expensive to cover entire U.S., because you would have to pretty much ship every single package with, or most of the packages with, guaranteed two-day services. So they decide to diversify their fulfillment network. They brought in a 3PL, which they selected at the end of last year. They are, by the way, on Shopify Plus. So they were looking for a platform. It can do a couple of things. One is routing of the orders based on the inventory in multiple locations. Kind of select the best possible location for each order. So that way, kind of customers are getting the best possible experience. At the same time, these guys are able to optimize their shipping spend. They have their own couple of fulfillment warehouses, and they work with this 3PL where they have multiple locations with the 3PL. And then other thing was, so great that you have done this. Now you can, the solution, order management routing solution, can do it on the optimization side. We want to take credit for it, and we want to communicate that value proposition to the shoppers, starting on the product page, that hey, you order it now or in next 2 hours and you get it in 2 days. They looked around and they did their due diligence and finally selected Phoenix to do all that. Just within 30 days of launching Phoenix, we just did a case study, literally just not out in public yet. It will be soon be available. There, since they were shipping from multiple locations, prior to having Phoenix on their site, split shipment rate, which is your same order is getting shipped from multiple locations, that was almost 25%. Since they have launched Phoenix, that 25% split shipment rate has come down to under 2%, which is a dramatic reduction in their, imagine for an order where you are sending two packages for the customer for meeting the customer order, now you're sending one package straight out of the bat. It is great for everyone. Customer is not worried about multiple packages. As a shipper, you are saving huge amount of money in shipping multiple packages because you're shipping a single package. It's perfect for the planet because it reduces, exactly. You don't have to have to worry about the packaging. And oh, by the way, on packaging, Phoenix also has built-in packaging recommendation engine. So we actually do recommend to the shippers, and several of our clients use that capability, where, hey, we don't want the picker at the label printing station to select random package. We recommend, based on the items, their dimensions and weight, what is the best box it should be shipped into. So we do that. So by doing all these things, these guys have seen pretty dramatic improvement in their bottom line. And that's just not it, right? Initially, when they went in, this was a metric which you were not even tracking, but when they started looking what happened to our split shipment rate, why it has come down so dramatically, they were blown away by it. And then at the same time, they saw their conversion improvement, which they did an A-B testing on. It has gone up by 19%. So not only, which is in itself is a huge deal, right? Because now you're able to take credit for that by using Phoenix capabilities on the top of the funnel. And now they are kind of, I was in a QBR with their entire operations team and e-commerce team last week down in LA. And now we are saying, hey, now you've got this beautiful platform, tons of access to the data, which you never had. How do we start tightening some screws to continue to drive more efficiencies, continue to improve the customer experience some more, and really make them the kind of the marquee brand in beauty and cosmetic space to provide the best possible experience they can and really go head to head against Amazon and stand out on their own, essentially, right? So beautiful customer success story there. When nothing makes me happy than seeing these client wins where they have really used the platform the way it was intended to be used. And that's why we built the platform.
Right. It's a great story. I just was cruising their website right now, having a look. I'll make sure these are all in the show notes, and I'll have a link to some of the other case studies and other brands that you work with. But yeah, it really is a really slick customer experience. I've just got a product on Dermalogica.com and PDP page and selected a size. And then, you know, there's a subscribe and save or the single item option. Yeah, just getting into the whole journey here of checkout. It's so interesting where your platform fits into the mix here. And selecting the rates, and I have two different products in my cart right now. I'm just going to put in, I'm going to see what happens. I love their free sample option. That's lovely. I'm going to put in just a zip code here for a second, and I want to see what happens about, shipping and taxes are calculated on the next check. You know, valid offers will be applied on your next step. So we apply that, and then we go to the checkout. And if you have any coupons, you can add those. This is interesting. I might even do a little video to show you what I'm seeing here, but it's quite interesting. You might want to go also yourself to Dermalogica and have a look or any of the other case studies and just see live instance of kind of what it looks like. Some brands look like they're maybe not choosing or they're A-B testing the speed of delivery, the time requirements of buy in the next 4 hours and have it in 2 days kind of thing. Some are not doing that on their PDP or they're A-B testing it, but they're using other parts of the platform too. So it looks like there's some really good flexibility here about all or parts of the platform as part of an A-B test, or to maybe just you want to work on one part of your business, if it's rate testing first, or if it's other parts of the platform. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's the beauty of the platform, right? We have built it in such a way that brands can test the value of individual components right. through A/B testing and see what it does to their business.
I love it. So let's talk about the future of Phoenix. Obviously, this, you know, 4 years now in, just love to hear about the North Star, anything you can talk publicly, if there's a public roadmap or just innovation partner alignment. It just makes me feel good that, hey, in the early days, I'll say early days, but 4 years ago when you started, but just one of my merchants using your platform and still a customer today, you know, that just shows that the churn is low and you're obviously taking merchant frustrations and wanting to push the product forward. And so just was curious if there's anything you can share publicly about, well, here we are today. Here's where we believe we're headed. You know, I always think, the reason I ask this question, because here we are Q2 right now, and we're just nearing the summertime. And then when the summer ends, which I don't want to end, because I'm just starting to enjoy it now. But once we hit September, it's like, you know, people's radars are like, hey, BFCM, holiday time. Like, I just, what the platform's going to do today, but what could that mean getting involved today as your platform iterates for this Q4 really busy time?
No, great question, Steve. And again, to the point where, as I look at it, right, that for me, the North Star has always been that building a single platform, multiple components underneath it, which can become the operating platform for any brand operators. Essentially, when it comes to customer experience, you don't have to have 50 different apps to say, oh, hey, this one does tracking, this one does carrier rate shopping, this one does XYZ, this one does this one does that, right? So really, how do we, because there are a lot of inefficiencies, you want to make sure that your brand is providing the best possible experience. So we want to become kind of a little bit like, I would say, like Shopify or Shopify Plus, right? Our goal is to become that back-end operating platform, which any operator can use. You brought up BFCM, which is a great example. Last year, we saw several of our companies, our clients who are using platform, went through enormous growth. The best part of it is, even when it is in the peak, the platform is built, it's enterprise-grade platform. You're not getting something which does not scale. It automatically scales based on kind of how big the brands are, what is the traffic, and continues to make those decisions in an automated way. Funny thing is, we got another merchant on Shopify Plus a couple of years back, and they have been on the platform. Generally, once the client get on the platform, they see the value, they stick around because they don't really have too many other options which can reduce their workload internally. So these guys, they were doing a lot of, frankly, manual shipping rule setup. So initially they came to us, we have crazy shipping rules which we are managing on the back end, but business has grown so much, it is becoming challenging to keep up. We said, that's pretty easy. When you just put Phoenix in, obviously it automates the whole flow for you guys. You don't have to maintain those things and see that, hey, are we making the best decision? Are we, and so on. Let machine do the job. At the same time, with Phoenix customer experience part of it, they saw, like everybody else, pretty dramatic improvement in conversion. So come BFCM, guess what? I mean, while people are going to be coming out there for looking for best possible deals, at the same time, delivery dates are of paramount importance. We have launched features like buy online, pick up in store. Even so, we are Shopify merchants, they can be in the play almost till December 23rd, where you can have the on-site visitors, and if they are in vicinity of physical stores, you can sell them buy online, pick up in store, starting on the product page instead of them going to Amazon saying, what, Amazon is going to get it to me in 2 days. You use your online channel as a traffic driver to your physical store, expose that inventory. And of course, the back end of it, the complete Phoenix platform, which is really the post-purchase, I talked about the automated coupon, that brings a very nice end to the whole customer journey, which is, now you have covered, checked all the boxes end to end in a single platform, right? So our goal is really continuing to use this data intelligence insights, talking about Demalogica now. They are asking, hey, based on your data, can you tell us how we can continue to improve customer experience even more? Where should we keep the inventory? Obviously, we are not getting into inventory planning business. We are just providing the data to them that, hey, this is what we see from data. This is where people are coming in from. This is the kind of customer experience they want to get. when they see 3-day, 4-day, 5-day promises, what is the conversion, and where that will give you an indication into where you want to have your inventory located in your network.
And if you need an app to solve your inventory challenges, I think Shopify has one called Stocky, which really will really help you understand your inventory management strategies and just kind of understand everything about the seasonality, the forecasting models, all the different stuff. It's a free app that's I think was purchased quite a few years ago and kind of bundled into as part of Shopify now. And I think it even works with POS and stuff for the retail side of the business too. One other question I have, a tiny deep dive, the last little question before we end off. Internationalization is on a lot of people's minds right now. Some people are, and they're using Shopify Markets. For those that are not familiar with Shopify Markets, essentially it's our take on just kind of improving the buying experience internationally, either domestically shipping to international markets or having wholly owned warehouses or 3PLs in certain kind of strategic locations globally as far as fulfillment, but still maybe running off one website, but you know, GeoIP redirection of things like currency or languages. You could even go domains if you really want to have a dedicated folder for Canada or for US. You can have localized sales, and there's also the big question about duties and tax collection, things like that. That's what Markets does natively in Shopify. So knowing the internationalization is an important thing to Shopify and the merchants, how does Phoenix fit into that mix on the two sides of the business? Either I'm going to fulfill from America worldwide, or I'm going to have multiple warehouse locations in geographically smart locations that are closest geographically to those people in those countries.
No, absolutely. Great question. So good news is Phoenix, we starting as of last year, we started supporting for the brands who are shipping from a single location internationally. If they are using DHL International or FedEx or UPS International or any of those international carriers, we support all those carriers. So we geolocate where the shopper is coming in from based on what country and zip code. And we provide EDDs for those shoppers, which are pretty relevant to them. And then obviously, so that is the case when you have a single warehouse or single location from where you are shipping. Other case is when you have multiple warehouses, multiple locations geographically, internationally, order routing engine, that automatically detects, hey, the shopper is coming from basically Canada. We happen to have a warehouse in Canada instead of, and there is inventory available. So we can show and route that order to Canada location, automatically show the delivery promises based on the product getting shipped out of Canada. In fact, we do have some Canadian merchants now on the platform as well who are shipping a lot into US.
That's lovely. Well, thank you for sharing that. It's good to know that there's that current future, because that's one of my sticking points that I have. A lot of brands I have, are there plans, especially bringing into Canada? I always think American merchants that haven't thought about their fulfillment strategy into Canada. I always use this as a comment. I say there's 38 million people that live in Canada. You know, imagine not shipping to Texas or New York or California or Florida, because all those states have at least 25 to 30 million people living in them. And so you couldn't imagine not shipping to California. Choosing to not ship to Canada is like choosing to not ship to California.
Exactly right. You're 100% spot on. Yeah.
So I know we talked offline before recording. I understand that you'd like to offer like a little incentive or a little perk for those that saying, hey, you know what? I resonate with kind of what you're talking about today. You're all in on the conversion experience and delivery promises. And, there's the platform's a lot of things, the rate shopping and the 3PL connections. There's a lot of great things here. I think some brands are a little bit of a duct tape with some apps and different things. You're more of a holistic experience around that. So what sort of offer do you, like, I guess, what's the call to action now? Now that you've listened to this episode, what do you want people to do, and what sort of offer are you sharing today?
Yeah, so one thing I would say, and given the macroeconomic conditions, pretty much a lot of brands we are seeing that when we work with or even don't work with, we're saying their organic or inorganic traffic has come down. So it is paramount more than ever to provide best possible customer experience to not only convert better, also at the same time. At the same time, I know Shopify Plus ecosystem, a lot of brands, they're hesitant. Like, hey, we are not ready yet to pull the trigger, this is going to be another spend. So we are happy to offer to your listeners exclusively first 3 months 50% off with kind of up to $1,500 in onboarding fee, which we will waive. And most of the Shopify brands, by the way, fall in that bucket. So practically for them, it'll be like zero fee implementation, get 3 months off for 50%, see what it does to your top line and bottom line. And I can pretty much guarantee that every single brand we work with, they see ROI from day one. So this is kind of free money-making machine, which now it is available to them for first 3 months for 50% discount.
Yeah. Well, thank you kindly for that. I really appreciate that offer. I'll have it in the show notes. It'll be ecommercefastlane.com/Phoenix. So that's Phoenix. It'll be there. It'll redirect to the landing page on your side. And that'll be the offer that you can kind of sign up for that that deal. You do have a public app in the app stores. You can go to the app store and have a look and search for Phoenix Commerce there, phoenixcommerce.com. You have the URL there. Yeah, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I've always wanted to record. I knew how successful and how happy Chess House was over the years. I mean, he introed me, and then I thought, well, this podcast is iterating now. It's great to finally connect and get this show recorded and really tell the full story of kind of where you're at. And I just wanted to thank you for sharing your knowledge and your vision. And, you know, I guess most importantly, just kind of giving back to the Shopify ecosystem, just helping brands to continue to scale up.
Absolutely. And that has been our goal for Dave since day one, right? That's like fundamental to why we started the company, that to give these guys the edge so they don't lose out the business to Amazon and on these fronts, right? And yeah, happy to kind of chat with you, Steve, and do this thing. I'm really happy to kind of have finally been able to do this.
All right. Well, have yourself a great evening.
You too. Thanks, Steve. Take care. Have a good week.
Today's episode was brought to you by Conversion Fanatics. If you're doing 7 or 8 figures or more on your Shopify store and you're not doing conversion optimization, you're definitely leaving cash on the table. Now, the team at Conversion Fanatics, as I mentioned, runs thousands of site experiments every year for clients like Clorox, Burt's Bees, NBC Sports, and so many more. They optimize your site so you can get a lot more customers, scale up your traffic faster, and see a lot more profit. And they make it easy, and they handle everything. So go to conversionfanatics.com for a free site proposal and tell them e-commerce Fastlane sent you, because as I said, traffic without conversions is sad. All right, go check them out, conversionfanatics.com.